You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1425.
Other people like you and I, Brent, helping other people to implement in their business. So we're not an educator, we're an implementer, and keeping them consistent. Because as you and I know, the biggest thing that holds people back in this business is lack of consistency, lack of execution, keeping on going.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
What's going on, Rhino Nation? It is me, Brent Bowers, the Landman, and I am your host today. And I've got Alicia Jarrett with me on this podcast, and she is the founder of Supercharged Offers. Alicia is a big time real estate investor out in Florida. She's buying a bunch of land deals in Florida, and she's been doing this for 8 years. But what I love about Alicia is she's always traveling. She's always in a different location. Right now, I mean, her home base is in Australia, but she's got premier location freedom, and she's doing it with land deals. So Alicia is going to walk you through the journey that she sees a bunch of other land investors go on, and how to get a deal, how to implement daily, how to stay away from the education, and just keep implementing and make revenue. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let's get right into it. Alicia, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
I'm so excited to be here. It's been a long time.
It is 7:30 a.m. where you're at, yep. And when you jumped on the podcast, like, you woke me up, and it's like 3:30 here, Florida time, p.m., that is. But, you know, why are you so excited? Tell Rhino Nation a little bit about yourself. Actually, this is the second time you've been on the Wholesaling podcast. It's been a couple of years.
It was a couple of years, though. My goodness, how we've both grown so much since then.
Yeah, and I finally got to see you in Florida a couple months ago. So
good.
But yeah, where the heck are you right now? What are you doing? Like, why are you so excited at 7:30 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, I'm in Australia, as everyone can probably tell by my accent. But I, as you know, I do spend a fair amount of time in the U.S. these days. But why am I so damn excited? Well, it's nearly the end of January 2024. So for those listening, this is when we're filming. And I think that 2024 is going to be such an exciting year. I'm having great conversations with people about the year ahead. We've left 2023 behind. We're coming out of, you know, interest rates and inflation being a huge topic, and people are starting to get excited again. So, you know, I just got off a call with a customer before I jumped on with you, Brent, and they're just like, I'm getting leads and I'm getting deals and it's exciting and things are happening. And yeah, so I just get excited about hearing about other people's success.
No, I love it. I love it. I mean, I know you're a land investor. We work together.
Yep.
You run a very successful organization called Supercharged Offers. You know, you buy and sell vacant raw land in Florida and maybe even other parts of the country. It's been a while since we've talked.
We're still stuck in Florida. I'm not going to say
stuck in Florida. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's the wrong word to use. We're still only focusing on Florida is what I should say. Yeah, so myself, I've been a real estate investor in the U.S. now for 8 years, Brent. Can you believe it? And we started off doing
8 years.
8 years. We started off.
You know what's funny about that?
What?
6 years now. 4 days ago, it was my 6 year mark. I haven't had a real job for 6 years. So that rings a bell. I started land investing about 9 years ago.
Yeah, so I saw that beautiful little handwritten note that you got. It was gorgeous, gorgeous. So we've been investing in the US now for 8 years, started out in single family homes, saw the light about 12 months after that and went, ooh, vacant land, let's get into there. So we've been doing vacant land now for coming up 6 or 7 years. It's like the time's just flying by. And that then led us into the journey of really understanding and exploring the whole acquisition process around vacant land and marketing. And that's when we started Supercharged Offers, which was 4 years ago now. That we started Supercharged, and that's really about helping other people like you and I, Brent, helping other people to implement in their business. So we're not an educator, we're an implementer, and keeping them consistent. Because as you and I know, the biggest thing that holds people back in this business is lack of consistency, lack of execution, keeping on going. So we help people out with their entire acquisitions marketing, and that's, I love that.
I love that you said implementer, because when I hear the word education, when people say education, I cringe. mm-hmm. because I think of someone that has paid a fortune, or I'm not going to mention any companies out there, but I see them selling education, and education doesn't get us paid. It doesn't allow us to quit our job. Nope. I just got a beautiful text. I haven't been able to respond yet. Colin, hopefully he doesn't mind me sharing this. Shout out to Colin West. He just put in his 2 week notice. Woo! With his job. He's quitting his job. And I can't wait to send him a victory bell ring. But education doesn't get us the ability to quit our job or put our 2 week notice. We've got to implement. And what do? Like, most people are afraid to take action because they need a roadmap, a step-by-step plan.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this before we hit the record button. People only plan 1 month at a time, yeah. you know, and you talked about the journey. So what does that look like?
Yeah,
you know?
Let's dive into that, because this is one of my favorite topics as well. I think a lot of people starting out, Brent, they're also after certainty, because when they're taking a risk to invest in something or spend money on marketing or education, whatever that looks like, they're after certainty. But here's the newsflash, folks. Nothing in life is certain. So sometimes you've got to replace certainty with confidence. Now, you've got to replace certainty with calculated risks. You've got to replace certainty with opportunity. And I think when you are a real estate investor, specifically in vacant land as well, the learning that you get is when you're doing deals. And I can say that from experience, because I never went and did any education per se. My business partner, Matt, didn't. He was the one that kind of showed me a few things. How I learned was getting on the phone with sellers and buyers and just having conversations. And not only sellers and buyers, but my title company, local realtor, I just leaned into it. And I think sometimes if you can think about your education as being, I'm learning as I'm doing, because that's how the adult brain also works really, really well, right? Yes, we can take information on a webinar and a whole bunch of online series, or we can have the world's best coach. But unless we go and do something with that, unless we put pedal to the metal and action into place, we're never going to see those results. And we're always going to be sitting and looking for certainty. And I think, you know, that mindset needs to shift with people.
And once you have that instruction, that webinar or the plan of action, the step-by-step, the instruction, you've got to implement it, because, you know, we're all shiny. We love the shiny object. We're all looking for that perfect unicorn. And I see a lot of people jump from program to program, or maybe they're going to do houses this week and next week it's land. We got to stick to one thing and keep one thing consistent. Only, keep implementing, stay consistent. And you shared that on your journey. You showed a really beautiful, like, kind of roadmap journey. And you mentioned, like, people quit in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Let me put this up for those that are watching. For those that are on audio,
this is going to be mostly audio.
Yeah. For those on audio, what I'm actually walking through is what we call the real estate investor journey. And what this looks like is the first 6 months. So the reality is, guys, the first 6 months is going to be tough. You need to have a roadmap for those 6 months. You need to have a runway of roadmap and runway. It sounds like we're at an airport. But you need to have a runway of being able to market for those 6 months, because those first 6 months is where you're going to get your pipeline busy. You're going to get leads coming in. You're going to have to nurture those conversations. But in the first 6 months, it is often difficult to see the results that you're aiming for coming through. Yes, you're going to get results, but they might not be the ones that you can give out 2 weeks' notice. So these 6 months is really difficult for a lot of people, because they've got these big goals in mind that they want to get to, but we've got to take the baby steps to get there as well. And unfortunately, these first 6 months is where most people give up. And, you know, Brent, I can't tell you the amount of times that I've had conversations with people that they're like, this is not working, I'm ready to give up. And then the very next month, at say month 5 or 6, they're like, got a deal, it's closing. And so,
yeah,
you know, never.
I get those calls too. Oh. I get those calls too. Hey, Brent, I sent out 500 letters, or I sent out 5,000 letters. I don't know what's going on. I haven't gotten a deal. And now I know. I've seen it so many times. I said, keep going, keep sending. If you have to pull back a little bit, if you have to send a few less, but don't stop. And I kid you not, I've counted this on both hands and both feet now. That's at least 20 times. I got all my fingers and toes and my thumbs. Every time, or at least 20 times, I get a text a week or 2 or 3 weeks later, I got that first deal. Yeah. we're heading to close. Oh. And it's just, you got to hang in there. And I've got goosebumps just saying.
Yeah, I love it when I have those conversations.
Like, and that's why you got to surround yourself with other people doing deals. Don't talk to Uncle Bob or Aunt Lisa or your sister or your brother-in-law who's broke.
Yep.
Saying this can't be done. This is a scam. You spent a bunch of money, whatever. Be careful the people that you talk to and you hang out with. You got to hang out with the Licias and the Brent Bowers and the Brent Daniels and the William Rafters and the Bill Rafters, like the guys that are doing deals. You got to hang out with those people. All because right. Here's the thing. Like, they are doing it. Like, I would not hire a personal trainer that's fat.
Yeah, correct. Correct. I wouldn't hire a financial advisor that wasn't wealthy. So it's all those same analogies. And I wholeheartedly agree. So here's where I want to get you here, though, right? The first 6 months is going to be pretty challenging for people because you're learning, you're implementing, you're starting to get traction on things. You're learning a whole new language if you're not from a real estate background. But at month six, month seven, month eight, you'll start to find that you're closing on deals, but they're from conversations that you probably had in about month one or two. And the other thing that I want to talk about with this real estate investor journey is be realistic on your goals. If you're only sending out 500 mailers a month or you've only got a super small budget, expect for your results to be commensurate to that. Now, those results don't necessarily all mean low deals, but it might just be the volume of deals that you're doing and the type of income that you're expecting. You need to build up to this stuff, folks. We want to get you to the stage, and this is why we created Supercharged Offers as well, Brent, is to keep people consistent in these zones and move them into what I call momentum zone, where those next 6 months they're starting to get leads, get deals, close on properties. And then after that, it's all about the path and the journey of growth and scaling. So I think it's really important to, you know, just give people that reality check that this is not an overnight success game. You do need to keep consistent. You do need to have a really solid plan over, say, 6 months of what you're going to be doing, where you're marketing, what types of deals you want to go after, and, you know, have that planned out and have someone that can implement that for you.
Well, Alicia, I'm going to put you right on the spot here. You've done a bunch of land deals. I mean, you've done house deals as well from Australia. Holy cow. I like doing virtual land deals. I do a lot of land deals in Florida and I don't drive to them. They're virtual. But how can someone listening to this that's like, listen, I'm in the house business or I need to transition or heck, I just need to do my first deal. What can I do today and consistently today and tomorrow and the next day, every single day that will eventually get me a land deal?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. First of all, I think every single day you need to take action. I would map that action out into almost like a monthly cycle. So let me break this down a little bit. So week one, for example, I'd be doing some research on what areas that I wanted to market to, really understanding the buyer and seller activity, the development and infrastructure that's going into areas, growth path cities, really get some understanding on some potential opportunity zones. Then I would work out the data that I need to market to those potential opportunity zones as well. Then it becomes on a weekly basis, mailing, doing cold calling, whatever it is, you've got to keep marketing. Now, whether you market weekly or monthly, it doesn't matter. The fact is every single month you need to be taking action to get out there in front of your leads. Because here's the newsflash here, folks. The leads are not going to just miraculously come to you. You've got to be out there talking to people. Like let's give Brent Daniels a shout out here, right? TTP, talk to people. So on a daily basis, you need to be picking up the phone, popping that confidence in your backpack and just being like, I'm going to have a conversation with sellers and buyers. The best learning I think I ever got, Brent, outside of, you know, education that we spoke about, the best learning that I've ever had has been on conversations with sellers and buyers where they've asked me something, told me something, asked me a question that I had to go and research and answer to come back to them on. It was just like, wow, you know?
Isn't the best answer sometimes, I don't know.
Yes. Let me find out. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to follow that up with, I don't know, but Mr. Seller or Mrs. Seller, what makes you ask that? That's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking that? I want to make sure I get the best answer for you. And oh my goodness. They just open up.
Yep.
And we're in sales, guys. We are in sales and marketing. We are not mind readers, but Like, if you can get people to open up and explain their story and share what, why they want to sell this land or why now, or tell me a little bit about the land. Have you done any improvements? It's amazing what people tell you. And I have a, you know, I want to share this, like about an hour before I jumped on the podcast with you, Alicia, I had some calls I needed to make and I just didn't want to. The sun's not really shining today. It's really gloomy. I really wanted to just go take a nap, but I just, I dialed the first number. And lo and behold, I had like two great conversations. I'm going to do business with one of them. Maybe the second one, I got to follow up. Now I just have to remind myself to follow up or Sam to follow up. But sometimes we just don't want to pick up that phone, you know, like, and I was just like, heck with it. I just dialed the number. And sure enough, it was a great conversation. The guy was happy to hear from me. It was almost turned into too long of a conversation. I thought I was going to be late for our podcast. But, you know, that's my confession.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes we just don't want to do the work and I have to, like, you know, it's I don't know if you ever had those days. I resonate with you with that, right?
Because being an entrepreneur or a business owner or whatever label people want to put on the businesses that they're doing around their vacant land business, it is challenging. You have your great days and you have your down days. Like, you know, sometimes we just got to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and ask. I think it's asking ourselves better questions too. Like, yes, I could decide to go and have a lie down or a nap, but what if I picked up the phone anyway? What if that was going to be the world's best lead on the other end of the line? What if that conversation was going to be an amazing learning opportunity? What if I've got the opportunity to truly help someone today that I wouldn't have had that opportunity had I not picked up the phone or reached out?
So good.
You know,
so,
mindset, people.
And for so many years, I powered through that and I have another coffee or another brew, you know, or a green drink like you're drinking.
Green juice,
yeah. Now that we've like gotten there and we have the financial freedom and the time freedom by burning the candle at both ends for a while, I did that.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just power through with another coffee. Now I listen to my body and I do have the lie down or the nap, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? Like, I got to make these calls because, you know.
And I think for me, as well, let's just be real with people here. You know, those first few years, even depending upon what your goals are for those listening, you just might want to get to a goal that you've got 5,000 extra a month, you know, residual income coming in. You might have a goal that's more like 50,000 a month that you want to replace your income, create wealth opportunities and go from there. Whatever your goal is, you've got to ask yourself on a daily basis, what am I willing to do to get that today? Because if you are going into this business with that goal and you're in your early days, you're in your first 6 to 12 months, and you do make the decision to go and have a nap instead, you're never going to get to that goal. So you do have to put in the hard yards, is what I would say, the hard work early on. And there will be coming a point that your business is in the position that you can go and have a nap or a lie down. But it's not going to happen in those first 6 to 12 months. And now, for some people, it does, which is great. But I guess I'm always a realist in a conversation. And I like to keep it real for people around whatever you want. If you want it bad enough, you'll do whatever it takes. And if you're not willing to do whatever it takes, maybe you don't want it bad enough. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I cut you off, though, with the steps. So getting those offers out consistently, doing the cold calls, getting in front of the land owners. Was there more that you had to say on that?
I would say just, well, I don't want to turn this into a virtual coaching session for people, but what I find in those early days is have a system set up, and system doesn't necessarily mean a CRM and stuff like that, although that is good, but have a system set up to manage your time appropriately. So on a weekly basis, maybe it's on every day at a certain time, you're doing your callbacks to your leads. But every Tuesday, make that Tuesdays and Thursdays, make those comps days where you're running your comps, you're checking your numbers, you're doing your due diligence. And then Wednesdays and Fridays, so the following days after, is when you're making your offers on those comps. So start to really systematize things in a way that you can manage the workload and the buckets, because there's specific buckets, if you like, of what you need to do as a land investor, right? And then rinse and repeat. So do that again the following week, do that again the following week, and just keep going. Even if you don't have leads through yet, no, none of the deals have converted. You know, Brent, you and I know this is in vacant land. There's often not the urgency that people have in single family homes. So we've had land deals that have been 6 or 12 months later than we marketed to, had one of my customers the other day that said, a lead actually called me. Guess when we started marketing to them? And I said, when? She said, two years ago.
Oh, whoa.
They kept the letter.
I had a probate.
2 years.
Yes, I had a probate deal that happened on, it's going to be a smoking hot land deal. 2 years ago, I tracked down this first letter that was sent to this probate deal. And you also mentioned in your journey map that you mentioned, the deals we're doing today, we sent the letter 6 months ago or 8 months ago. And I'm finding a lot of my deals lately are on the second and third mailing now at this point, because I send what's called land offer letters, the supercharged offer, basically. But this was on a probate deal. I got the list from Micah over at usleadlist.com. That's UnitedStatesLeadList.com. But it's, if you just go to usleadlist.com, they sell one license per state for the whole entire state of land listings. And I've been working these for a while. These take longer to nurture a probate deal. Sometimes I got to get an attorney involved, but they're smoking hot. I mean, some of them over $75,000, $85,000 in net profit. And you know, you do a few of those a year, you have a pretty good income.
I love that. And here's the words of wisdom I want to leave people with around what you just said, because I think this is super important. Don't shy away from the hard deals. I always say the gold is in the hard stuff. So I have some of our customers that are, oh, I got some leads, but three of them were probates. I'm like, awesome, go and have a conversation. If it's an easy probate and you can offer a service to someone, some of those deals are gold, because so many people are saying no to them because they don't know what to do. Here's the thing, guys. You don't need to know what to do. This is where you go to an expert like an Al Nicoletti. Shout out to Al. This is where you go to an expert and say, hey, I've got a deal. Help me out. Like, you don't need to know how to do everything in this business.
I still don't know how to do everything. Yeah. I was telling Patrick Drury, he used to be my boss in the Army, and we were out in Afghanistan in 2010. He's one of my land sharks. And I was telling him 2 days ago, I was like, man, I still learn something on every land deal. I feel like there's always something.
Yeah. We never stop learning. I do have a belief that the only time we stop learning is when we stop breathing. You know, it's never too late to learn stuff, to implement, to grow your skill set, your capability. It's never too late. Never too late.
Well, Alicia, how can people get in touch with you? How can people learn more about you? Like, thanks for being a Grow Giver. I love talking with you every time. I'll see you out in Tampa, hopefully in March.
Yes, you will.
I know you're going to Bali. Like, you travel like crazy, by the way. And guys, this is why we do this. Like, the time freedom, the financial freedom.
The location freedom.
Have a lifestyle. Location freedom. That's right.
Yep.
Anywhere you have an internet connection. And heck, we have HughesNet, we have the whatever, the one that Tesla created.
Starlink.
Strata, whatever.
All of those.
Starlink,
yep.
There you go.
Yep, and we've got customers, Brent. So Supercharged Offers has customers in 9 countries, all doing deals in the US. So if you're currently sitting in the US listening to this thinking, I couldn't possibly do a deal in another state, I'm here to tell you can.
Yeah, I love it.
So how can people get in touch? Thank you. So they can just email me, so alicia@superchargedoffers.com. They can jump on to superchargedoffers.com and find out more about us and book a call with my team. Find me on Facebook, just Alicia Jarrett on Facebook. If you look up Brent, I'm one of his friends and connections, so you'll find me.
Yeah, and that's spelled Alicia at superchargedoffers.com. And I want to listen to the interview that you did with Dan Haberkos and Mason McDonald. Those are two like amazing sharks. Yeah. I mean, they're doing so well. And I got to listen to that episode. I saw you guys just released.
Yeah, we could have talked for hours on that call. We went down so many different rabbit holes. It was wonderful. I love them. They're good guys, really good guys. Brent, thank you. And for everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with us. And, you know, if I can leave people with one just lasting thing, and that is that, get to the point that you no longer rely on the education and you're moving to implementation, because you'll continue to learn as you implement. Like, you don't need to know everything to start this business.
That's so true. You don't need to know the answers of tomorrow. Tomorrow's problems will worry about themselves. Let's get through today and take action. Keep implementing.
Take action.
Rhino Nation, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want you to go to wholesalinginc.com/land right now. Go to wholesalinginc.com/land. Schedule a call. Let's get you on that journey. Let's get you that roadmap. Let's get you the set of instructions. Keep taking action so you can have the lifestyle that Alicia Jarrett has. And I'll see you hopefully in March. Talk to you later. God bless.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.